Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, when it comes to your body, this is very interesting. 75% of women felt under too much pressure to look good. And they say that men are almost as body conscious as women now. Now, I know, Tom, you are not. You'll take your shirt off at the drop of a hat if it gets too warm in here.
That's why we quit wearing hats. We didn't want to drop our hat.
But men, they spend hours stressing over their body, too, Tom.
I guess. I don't know why that is. When did we start caring so much?
Oh, come on.
And why?
Go to a gym. You'll see it full of guys looking in the mirror at themselves.
Well, I know those guys do, but most of the rest of the guys didn't care what we look like.
Well, you know what? You are not a typical guy, really, when it comes to that.
Not at all when it comes to anything.
This is what they are concerned about, Tom, not having any muscle definition. I can define muscles. Alexa, define muscles, please.
I can draw them in with a Sharpie.
There you go. That is kind of funny when you make yourself some abs down there with a Sharpie. Okay. We talked about this the other day, Tom. Man boobs. Guys are insecure about that.
Yeah, I don't love that I have man boobs, but you got to make lemonade out of lemons, I guess. So I enjoy mine.
What is your man boobs making, man?
I don't know.
Size comparison.
I'm not going to be suckling.
I wasn't inviting.
Tom's outside his house in the front yard with a lemonade stand.
He's getting milked like a cow.
I just passed by that one. Okay.
Kids, you want some lemonade?
Okay, another thing guys are insecure about is balding or receding hairlines.
Nah, I can see that one. And I've got a cousin who I saw him over Christmas vacation, and he wore a baseball cap all the time. And finally, one day, he kind of pulled it off for a second. I'm like, I see why you're doing that, Santa Claus.
Okay, yeah.
He's balding on top.
All right, number two on the list, yellow teeth people are concerned about, but you can take care of that now.
Yeah, there's a lot of ways to do that.
That's
easy
one.
You can do those strips. You can go to the dentist, have them lasered. There's all kind of stuff.
Okay, and then number one was being overweight or having a beer belly.
Yep.
That is where guys are self-conscious.
Yep.
Okay.
I don't know, but then a lot of times people call it dad bods, and they're like, oh, he cares so much about his family that he's not even worried about his health.
That's what I've been saying.
Yeah, but you get the dad bod when you become a dad. When you're single, you need that. You don't need the dad bod.
It's called practicing for when you get there.
I know. I have a dad bod, I
guess. That's pretty good spin on that.
Excuse? Because that's what I use.
That's a good spin.
Places where we feel most self-conscious is the gym, because I guess you're comparing with everybody else working out there. Number two is the beach. because, you know, you're shirtless there as well.
I feel like at the beach, there's so many shirtless people that you probably don't stand out as the worst.
Yeah, and Myrtle, I mean, come on.
Yeah,
Myrtle's like the Walmart of the beaches.
Dirty Myrtle.
Yeah. The beach I'm not concerned as much about, but at the pool, I mean, sometimes I got to suck that gut in, and you're sitting there for, like, how long can I do this?
As long as I'm out of town, I'll be on vacation, and I'll walk around the whole time without a shirt on.
Yeah, it don't matter.
But if I'm at a neighbor's, our friend's neighborhood pool, I'm like, you're not sucking in. Like, they might know who I am.
I agree, man. On vacation, I do whatever I want. Those people
I got naked in Jamaica.
And I tell my kids all the time, I'm like, why are you worried about what these people think? You will never see them again.
But you know what? You did the same thing when you were their age.
Probably, yeah.
Doctor's office was third on the list. Self-conscious when you take your shirt off, I guess, at the doctor's office. I don't care in front of him.
I feel like that's more of when he asked me how many glasses of wine I drink a week, and I'm like, just a couple.
Okay.
And he's like, I can tell differently.
All right, girls, for you, top five concerns about your body. Number five, flabby arms.
Bat wings.
That. You said bat wings the other day, and we called it granny flap. So you kind of have the bat wings as you're younger, granny flap when you get older, bags under your eyes.
Oh, I know.
You know what, though?
It's women.
They're designer, though. So at least I got that going for me.
Put a little LV underneath with your makeup.
Now, Tori, you were telling me that you got this round metal ball or something.
I love it. It stays cold, so I just rub it up under my eyes.
Yeah.
I don't feel like it's worth it.
How much does that cost?
Oh, like maybe $8
on Amazon.
Okay, good,
because really and truly, any large metal ball, a ball bearing or anything would do the same thing. It's just basically putting cold metal on your pouches.
But does it shrink
pouches.
Up your wrinkles?
No, not wrinkles.
Not very long, but yeah, it decreases the amount of the fluid that's there. It takes the swelling down.
Depuffs.
Does cucumbers do that? Because you see in movies and stuff where the women put cucumbers on their eyes. Why is that? I'm going to buy a cucumber today and try it.
I think it just feels good.
Just do it in the grocery store. Right? Just two cucumbers in your eyes.
I had a friend I was telling her, I said, look at the bags under my eyes. I said, what do I do about this? She goes, sleep?
Yeah.
I'm like, well, you got me there.
Yeah. Tori came in one day. I thought she was going on vacation.
She had them packed.
Yeah. And then cellulite, number three, the girls are concerned about. Funny enough, number two was yellow teeth again. And then being overweight, obviously, number one.
I don't feel like we spend enough time on cellulite. I hate that stuff so much.
So, no offense to anyone that has it, but it's just one of those unpleasant things that our body does.
I have it, and I agree with you. It's so frustrating. And you look, and you're like, cottage cheese.
You know what? But they at least name it light, so you don't feel so bad about it.
But you don't feel light when you have it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
And cottage cheese doesn't look good whether it's light or not.
That's the only light part about you.
No.
Not you. I ain't talking about
you. It's fine. I'm great.
She'll be back in just a minute.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, do you play a lot of games on your phone or watch game shows? They aren't there just to entertain you. They can actually be helpful to you in a lot of ways, and I'll tell you one of those ways coming up in just a second.
I'll tell you what, I'm playing a new game called Bellatro that's taken the entire app store by storm.
Okay.
It's a kind of a poker/card game.
All right.
Might like it.
All right. You're doing a crossword puzzle right now.
Yeah. Almost done with it.
I'm like, Tori's over there adding to her cart, doing a little shopping. That's her game she's playing right now.
I'm the only one working here, I guess.
It helps me with my math skills. This plus this equals, whoops, went over my budget again.
Yeah. I was just doing it during the commercials.
Okay. Well, you know, January is brain teaser month, and I don't like brain teasers. My brain's teaser intolerant, I think. And I saw where Google engineers are developing a type of computer you control with your brain waves. It's kind of interesting. I don't know if that would work for me. I don't think it would, because mine are just brain ripples.
It could become the slowest computer in the country.
Yeah. But experts say watching games or playing games on your cell phone is good for your brain.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I think some of them definitely are.
Well, I always thought they were just there for the entertainment, you know, just kind of watching them, because I do watch some game shows. I don't know if the game shows that I watch are good for my brain or not. Like, you know, Deal or No Deal, just pick that case and...
Yeah, 13, Howie.
Yeah. Yeah. Or The Price is Right. I'm pretty good at guessing that price without going over.
I don't think those games are good for you.
Uh-huh. All right.
There's not really that much logic or thinking involved.
You're probably
like,
right.
Like, Kato, you played that game Word Trip for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
That's an exercise in your brain and helping your vocab.
And now I play Octurtle. Octurtle, something like that.
Okay. Are you all right?
It's 8 words you have to figure out.
Okay.
And you only have so many chances to get all 8 words.
Well.
Yeah, but I feel like it's helping.
According to the experts... who say that they say that it can boost your problem-solving skills if you watch these shows or play these games. It also improves memory and strengthens your mind. Just by playing those games or watching the game shows make you pay close attention quickly and process information and either problem-solve or recall knowledge that you had.
Yeah, because you want to guess before the contestant, so you can be like, dummy, yeah. I got it first.
Well, okay, yeah, some of those, but like on Jeopardy, you don't. It's like you got one category. You know, you're like, oh, I think I can do that. It's cartoons. It's comic book category. I might can get one.
If I watch Jeopardy, I feel like it makes me feel like the dumbest person. It does not help me.
It doesn't. No, it's not enjoyable. So I don't know that.
Yeah, self-esteem.
Yeah.
So I don't watch it.
You feel bad after you watch an episode of Jeopardy.
And then they do the pop culture one, and you're like, oh, no, I know all of these. And then they'll go to history, and you're like, I don't know any of this.
Well,
just think, history was pop culture for some time, people at one time.
Oh, that's a good way.
True.
Oh, that's a good way to look at it.
Mm-hmm.
I feel dumb again. But neurologists say this engages numerous networks in your brain in an engaging and enjoyable way when you play these games or watch these shows, and it also enhances learning. So I know Tom's been playing crossword here.
Yeah, I think that's good for both your recalling things. You're also trying to work things out, and it's improving your vocabulary.
And to show how smart you really are, you're playing and getting paid for it.
Yeah, so you're playing. That's great.
Hey, Tori's shopping while she's earning the money that she's going to buy the stuff with.
Yeah.
I'm just looking at restaurants I'm going to spend my money on.
I could see Tori playing a game like you have this little shopping cart at the bottom and like just things, shoes and purses just fall down from the sky, kind of like Space Invaders, and the cart just rolls underneath.
Pew, pew, pew.
I don't think that would improve her intelligence much, though.
Yeah, but it'd be more fun to play that one.
That's now, fine. If she wanted to do her intelligence, she would have stuff coming down with price tags, and she'd have to figure out, it would also show how much she's making every minute, and she'd have to figure out which one she could afford.
That doesn't sound like fun at all. The real game is trying to get everything in the house without John noticing.
Now that's a game for you right there.
That's building your brain.
You know what a friend and I did? We were at the beach, a bunch of us in a house, and everybody left. We were there for the one night by ourselves, and we got locked out of the Netflix there, so, and I don't know my passwords.
You play games?
We turned it on. It was a marathon Family Feud.
Okay. Oh,
so
yeah.
We were doing the fast money. It was only the fast money.
Yeah, okay.
And
yeah.
So we would take turns. She'd go off into the bedroom, and I would answer real quick. And then she would come back and answer, and we'd try to see who got that. We had to be honest with each other.
Was it on TV?
It was on TV.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, they actually make that as a video game.
Well, we didn't even have Netflix. But we didn't have the video game.
Sometimes you'll break out a board game. Have you ever done, like, that drawing game where you draw?
Pictionary?
Pictionary, yeah. And people are yelling. They said, like, draw or do charades. And you're like, because I don't know how to do the two symbols or whatever, two syllables. And all that stuff, and you look, and everybody's yelling at you.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's not as much fun.
But there's a kid's version where I'll play with Lillian, and you just do charades like you're vacuuming or sweeping.
There is a Jackbox game that's a lot of fun that the whole family can play.
Oh, Jumbo Jack with curly fries.
No. Jackbox is a video game you play on your TV, and on your phone, it'll ask a question, and you answer it, and then it shows everyone's answer on the TV set.
And you can draw, too, on it. It's a lot of fun.
Cool. Jackbox.
One of the ones I like is where you do like a T-shirt logo, and you do a drawing, and then it mixes them up and puts them on the screen, and you vote for the best combos and all. And so you get like some saying that someone wrote, usually naughty, and then a picture someone tried to draw, and it's pretty funny.
So you're actually playing with other people
across
the country?
Right, yeah. All you do is you just put in a little 4-digit code on your phone, and then you're all linked together on the TV.
It's better to play with the people in the room. You got like 6 people together.
Oh.
And then you still, your self-esteem does come into play there, because if you're the last one out of all the people in the room, you're like,
Well, you got to know which friends to play with.
Right.
Yeah. Invite your dumb friends over.
We played with my in-laws, and my father-in-law kept going, how many do we have to do? And my brother-in-law's like, too, just like every other time before.
You're picking the right crowd.
Right. Well, I felt pretty smart. I knew how many there were.
There you go. Play wow. games and okay. get smarter and watch game shows.
Yeah. It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value plus CRV. Limit 3 free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit 2 packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit 4 items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Okay, it turns out that Britain and people in the United States have some differences of opinion, or at least different experiences, when it comes to going to the bathroom in public.
Oh.
Apparently, in America, we are much more willing or able to find a public restroom than the people in Britain are.
Unless you go into a Starbucks and they'll make you buy a coffee.
Well, that might help you poop.
Well, now, when we were over in Europe, you had to pay. You put, like, money in a stall.
Yeah, but it was private. It was clean.
That's true.
Yeah. I will pay for a public toilet if it's private and clean.
There's some nasty ones when you're, you know, when you're in a pinch. Mm-hmm. And you're like, I got to go here. I'm sorry.
In a pinch, really?
Oh, gosh. But I have seen a lot of stories where other countries look at America because we are so free in our restrooms, like how the stalls are so high up off the ground.
Right.
Whereas in other countries, they're single rooms. You have privacy. They don't have cracks in the door. You can walk by and look at somebody in a public restroom.
And why is it so open like that? I had a little boy crawl under my stall door one time, and I'm like, someone lost their child.
That's not why. The reason why is so you can pass some toilet paper to a friend.
Yeah, okay.
At least that's what I think.
Well, I always thought, because like in the restaurants, you can take a big hose in there and clean the floors. But still, it doesn't need to be that high up.
And let me say, and I don't know, this doesn't affect the girls so much probably, but urinals. Urinal usage, fellas, come on.
Put walls between them.
Well, and do that, but also get a little closer to that urinal. Because
you jealous?
I'm just saying.
Maybe they can't get closer.
Because the floor is always like someone's missing the urinal.
Yeah, I just hope it's just some little kid,
or it's an old person.
Yeah.
Okay.
When they get older, like they don't have that fire hydrant anymore.
But you get to a urinal and you're spreading your feet way apart like that.
No.
No.
Okay.
Yeah, that's how I do it.
take your pants down to your knees.
No.
Okay.
Well, get this: almost 60% of Brits said they struggle to find public facilities. Only 40% of Americans struggle to find public facilities. I don't know if they have less of them there, right, or if they're just more like picky. Like, you know, there's a lot of restrooms I won't personally use. I have to be in pretty bad shape to go number two anywhere on the road. If you're traveling. Now, Buc-ee's is the exception.
Yeah. They're nice. Buc-ee's is worth the crowd.
Buc-ee's
because
is.
They're private.
But it's like a big factory there, man. They got it all nice.
Yeah,
it's like
getting you got
hundreds of people out there.
Yeah, but when you're on the road, it's not like you know any of those people.
It's not that. It's the dirtiness of it. It's cleanliness.
Buc-ee's is super clean. I think so. You know, like in America, you look for antiques and stuff. They're only 200 years old. You go overseas, and it's like hundreds, thousands of years old. Like when we went to like Europe and Italy, and it's like you can't find like a McDonald's, regular McDonald's there just on the side of the road. You're going to like in some old building that has a McDonald's sign on it, and you can't find the bathroom.
I was reading about one McDonald's, I think it was Italy, where they built it over catacombs. Okay. And you can actually see, like, remains down underneath it.
I haven't seen that. I know in Venice we used to go to the...
Someone really died in that.
Must have been bad.
Yeah.
We used to go to the McDonald's in Venice because we had been there for a whole week and we were, like, so ready for some American food again.
Yeah.
But they say also that Americans are more comfortable passing gas in front of their significant other, too. So I think we're just more laid back about the whole thing than Brits are. Yeah,
my sister and her husband have contests.
I don't really find that,
We should bring him in on the show for like Influencer Friday or something.
That would be interesting. It would influence me to leave the studio.
I told you the meme, though. If you don't fart in front of her, you don't have her heart or something like that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay, now this is gross.
It's a meme going around, like, you know, don't do that in front of each other.
8% of Americans admitted to not washing their rear end regularly. Why?
Oh, my.
Why would you not do that?
Is it a weekend and you're not showering?
That doesn't count.
Okay, good.
But I'm like, if you get in the shower, why don't you wash your hind?
I mean, do. Don't quit looking at me.
I'm just asking. It's just gross, man.
I do this...
I do a sumo. Yeah, I'll do a sumo.
I will
get
that
at
sounds
it.
Better.
You know? It's, yeah.
I started to demonstrate it, but I'm not going to.
I'll demonstrate it.
No, don't.
Got some strong thighs.
It's like you throw the, instead of throwing salt, you're throwing shampoo.
Is that as far down as you go?
I got like that.
Oh.
Yeah. What are you doing?
What are you doing? Are you going all the way down? Are you dropping it low?
Dropping it low.
Okay. Wow.
I don't know what y'all are talking about, but it disturbs me.
Because when you get in the undercarriage, like when you go to the car wash, it's like,
I lift a leg, man.
No.
Yeah, you lift a leg.
You have a chair in your shower?
I don't need a chair.
I don't have a...
I got a little seat.
You got a wall. Just throw that leg up.
That's exactly what I do.
What's that little thing that has all your shampoos? That little hole in the wall?
Your foot gets trapped.
Yeah. I'm starting to be sorry I brought this up.
You do this
to yourself over and over. You bring up these gross things and then you get mad.
That y'all will be mature about it someday.
What's even worse is people going to see us out at like a remote or a live action broadcast or at a restaurant. Like, I heard what you talked about last, and honestly, I can't look at you right now.
I can see somebody walk by, Kato, drop it low.
Yeah.
I'll just go low.
Hey, don't even ask me how I dry off down there, because I got my hair dryer on the, counter of the sink.
Make sure not to put it on that cold setting. That'd be a little miserable.
See, I put my leg up on the toilet seat.
Oh, do you? Okay, I don't do that. I do it on the shower sink.
And then I drop it low as well to dry.
Because I can feather and part it in the middle.
Oh, gosh.
Why are we still talking?
I don't know.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.